Greetings and salutations and welcome to Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason filling in for Dave Watson on this Saturday morning. Our broadcast engineer back in the 1230 WSOO studios this morning is Izzy Stratton. As we are live at Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, come on up to Applebee's. They are open for business. We are located in the sports bar here at Applebee's, and I do advise, please be careful on the roads out there as we are seeing a very major winter storm, which will continue throughout the weekend. So if you're out and about, please use extra time and caution because the roads are not good at all. Coming up on Coach's Corner this morning, we will talk to the head coach of the Sault Ste. Blue Devil girls basketball team, Pat Bennin. We will also have This Week in High School Sports, but as always, we start the show with the scores that matter on this Saturday morning. In girls high school basketball from last night, the Sault Ste. Blue Devils opened up their 2021-22 season at the Sault Ste. Gymnasium and defeated Escanaba by the score of 54-44. We will talk more about that game with their head coach Pat Bennin coming up. In other games involving EUP teams last night in girls basketball, Rudyard, they knock off Brimley 60-53, while Ingadine, they have no trouble with Newberry as they defeated the Indians by the score of 54-24. Other games in the Upper Peninsula in girls basketball from Friday night: Barriga wins at Ontonagon 38-33. Bark River Harris all over Forest Park 75-24. Hancock, they win at Painesdale Jeffers 60-18. Houghton over Ishpeming 64-46. Westwood tops Kingsford 74-45. Kearney Nadu, they win at home against Midpen by the score of 70-30. Nagani on the road wins at Gladstone 60-23. Munising tops Superior Central in a close matchup 40-39. Marquette over Milan 52-37. And Chassel wins at Watersmeet by the score of 41-35. Other games in the Northern Lower Peninsula: TC St. Francis over Benzie Central 42-20. Essexville Garber wins at home against Cadillac 58-38. Frankfort tops Manistee 53-44. Gaylord all over Sheboygan 52-24. Elk Rapids over Kingsley 60-36. Leland wins a low-scoring game against Charlevoix 37-31. Granville edges out Petoskey 40-37. Mackinac City wins against Rogers City by the score of 54-19. One other game at girls high school basketball today will be in Cedarville as Frankfort will take on Cedarville Detour. Boys high school basketball begins next week across the state of Michigan and in the Eastern Upper Peninsula. We will have Sault Ste. Boys basketball this Thursday and Friday right here on 1230 WSOO as the Blue Devils will open up at home against a very good Rudyard Bulldogs team. You can hear Thursday's game, as I mentioned, on 1230 WSOO with Dave Watson and Ray Bell, starting with the tip-off show around 7 p.m. High school hockey from last night: the Sault Ste. Blue Devils fall at the Big Bear Arena to Escanaba by the score of 7-3. The Blue Devils now 2-3-1 on the season, and they will be back in action this afternoon at the Big Bear Arena taking on Escanaba. I'll be rushing over there. Well, not rushing. I'll be sliding over there right after our show today, and we'll have the call right here on 1230 WSOO, starting with the pregame show around 1250. In other high school hockey from last night, Marquette, they edge out Saginaw Heritage 2-1. Houghton at home tops Traverse City Central 5-2. Heartland wins at Calumet 4-1. And Rochester Stony Creek over Nagani 2-1. Alpena, they rout Gaylord 9-1. And the Bay Area Reps over Bay City Western by the score of 5-0. Sault Ste. Swimming and Diving team, they're in their first action this afternoon in Oscoda. They will swim off, this afternoon at 1 p.m. NLJHL action from last night: the Sault Thunderbirds shut out Espanola on the road at 3-0. And the T-Birds will be at Polar Stadium tonight to take on the Sault Eagles Tonight's Eagles game was supposed to be against the Sudbury Cubs, but the Cubs had to suspend activities for team operations due to COVID-19, so it will be the Sioux Eagles and Sioux Thunderbirds tonight at Polar Stadium. Game time, 7 p.m. You can hear that game over on ESPN 1400 with myself and Rob Horn, starting with the pregame show around 6:45. In other games in the NOJHL from Friday night, French River, they edge out Timmins 4-3. Powassan shuts out struggling Cochrane 6-0. And Elliott Lake, they double up Blind River by the score of 6-3. Tonight in the NOJHL, Timmins is at Kirkland Lake. Cochrane hosts French River. Elliott Lake is at Blind River, and Hearst will host Powassan. Ontario Hockey League from last night, the Sioux Greyhounds scored 5 first period goals and cruised to a 7-2 win at the GFL Memorial Gardens. The Hounds are idle tonight and will host Saginaw tomorrow afternoon at 2. You can hear that game on Rock 101, starting with the pregame show around 1:35. In other games from the OHL from Friday night, Sudbury and Barrie, they were postponed due to 12 players testing positive for COVID on the Wolves. Other games that did go on last night, Mississauga, they shut out Ottawa 1-0. Windsor on the road, they top Sarnia 7-5. Kitchener edges out Owen Sound 4-3. London over Erie 4-1. North Bay, they defeat Hamilton 5-2. And Kingston shuts out Oshawa 5-0. 5 games in the OHL tonight. Sarnia is at London. Niagara hosts North Bay. Mississauga is at Peterborough. Saginaw hosts Guelph. And Flint travels to Owen Sound. Lake Superior State University hockey from Friday night. The Lakers shut out Ferris State by the score of 3-0. Lake State will be in action once again tonight in Big Rapids, taking on the Bulldogs. You can hear that game over on Yes FM, starting with the pregame show at 5:35. In other CCHA games from Friday night, Bemidji State, they top St. Thomas 5-2. Minnesota State, they skate past Michigan Tech 2-1, and Northern Michigan knocks off number 1 Minnesota Duluth at home by the score of 5-4. Other games in college hockey last night in the ECAC, Yale over Dartmouth 3-2 in overtime. Brown shuts out Harvard 2-0. Quinnipiac over RPI 2-0. Union in overtime knocks off Princeton 1-0. Clarkson 2, Colgate 1, Cornell. They win at St. Lawrence by the score of 4-1. Hockey East from last night, Vermont over Maine in overtime 1-0. Northeastern, they shut out Providence 2-0. UMass and UMass Lowell skate to a 4-4 tie, while Boston University wins at home against New Hampshire 3-1. In the NCHC, Omaha over Colorado College 4-3. Western Michigan doubles up Miami 6-3, while St. Cloud State all over North Dakota by the score of 8-1. And in the Big Ten, Minnesota goes to Michigan and tops the Wolverines 5-1. Penn State doubles up Michigan State 4-2, and Ohio State over Notre Dame by the score of 4-2. CCHA teams in action tonight. Northern Michigan will host Minnesota Duluth. Michigan Tech is at Minnesota State, and St. Thomas will host Bemidji State. And Lake Superior State men's and women's basketball at home this afternoon at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium, as both teams look to rebound after their conference opening losses on Thursday to Parkside. Lake State will take on Purdue Northwest this afternoon, starting with the women at 1. The men will tip off around 3. And you can hear both games over on ESPN 1400 with David John, starting with the pregame show at 12:45. Other GLIAC basketball today, Michigan Tech is at Northwood. Grand Valley hosts Wayne State. Saginaw Valley at Davenport. And Purdue will host Parkside. And those are the scores that matter on this Saturday morning. We will take a break. We come back. We will talk Sioux High girls basketball with their head coach, Pat Bennett. All coming up here on Coach's Corner, live from Applebee's on 1230 WSOO. And welcome back to Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason filling in for Dave Watson as we are live at Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan on a very snowy day. But the snow has not stopped our guest from appearing as head coach Pat Bennett for the Sioux High Blue Devil girls basketball team, joining us once again on Coach's Corner. Pat, appreciate you taking time out and braving the rough roads and elements to join us here at Applebee's.
Glad to be here.
Well, we got to say hello to our good friend Dave Watson, who is listening tonight, and he sent a picture where he's listening. He is in Florida enjoying his anniversary weekend, and I know you probably have a few things to say to Dave, so give Dave a hello, Pat.
Hi, Dave. I'm sure you're enjoying poolside, but you know the weather was worse than you thought. I know you only thought it was a two-minute drive, but it took about 10 to 15 minutes here. I risked life and limb to get here while you sit poolside. I'm sure just having a glass of water.
Yes, absolutely. Water to start, as I'm sure they will have a lot of fun down there, so we certainly appreciate Dave and crew joining us. And Pat, let's talk about last night's game first before we look at some of the players and season for the Sioux High Blue Devils. Good start to the season as you knock off Escanaba, you and your team, 54-44. Certainly free throws made the difference down the stretch, as you mentioned, and overall, first game, a lot of new players in the lineup. Pretty good performance by your Blue Devils.
Yeah, I was happy with our performance. Obviously, you know, we're like we've talked about before, we're replacing five of our top six from last year. So, you know, it was going to be a learning experience. And they did a lot of good things at times, and they did a lot of ugly things at times. But that's what's going to happen this year. We got a lot of kids just learning that first game at a varsity level, faster, quicker, a lot of different defenses thrown at you. But I thought they adapted well. They listened well. And they fought through it. And the one thing we talked about in the locker room before the game was, all we ask is you give us 100, all the effort you can give us. And that's every kid that came on, 1 through 10, did that exact thing for us. And, you know, we were very happy with that. And like you said, we knocked down our free throws down the stretch. And those aren't easy ones to hit, but they stepped up with confidence. And I think Mackenzie Bell went, you know, 12 for 14 from the free throw line, which is outstanding. And, you know, overall, I was just very happy with how that game played out.
Yeah, overall, your team, Pat, last night, 20 for 28 in free throws. You're only 4 of 8 at half, so you really knocked those free throws down the stretch. It was a game that, you know, you were in control of, but it was never really decided until the very end. Escanaba just kind of hung around, and both of your teams, obviously, a lot different than last season. You do return your leading scorer from last year, Claire Erickson. I was very impressed with her game last night. Leading scorer for the Blue Devils with 16 points. But the thing with Claire is, you know, yes, she can score, but boy, she does so many other things out there. I mean, she can play all five positions. She can pass the ball. She plays good defense, and just a junior. You got to love having her back this year. She's just a solid player.
Yeah, she's really stepped up this year and stepped into a leadership role, which we kind of expected she would. It's her third year there. Yeah, she scored 16 points, and, you know, she did it on 7 of 13 shooting, which is outstanding from the floor. You know, I just looked at the stats before I got here from last night's game, and she was 7 of 13 from the floor, had 11 rebounds, 5 assists. She had a few more turnovers, and I'm sure those will come down than what we like to have. But her all-around game, offensively and defensively, she made some plays picking a ball off up the sideline where she anticipated the pass. And that's something she has learned over the last couple years, how to do that. And you know, she kind of carried us for a little stretch there. And, you know, at one point early in the third quarter, Jim, my assistant, said, you know, we might want to get her out right now. She looks a little frustrated on the floor. I think she's going to pick up a quick third. And she got a steal later. And I said, she's fine. She'll be fine. But, you know, that type of ability she brings helps us out. And, you know, I thought everybody, like I said, across the board did a nice job last night. And, you know, for a lot of those kids, first time in the fire, basically,
sure,
where you're going to face the fire. And, I was happy with how that looked. And Escanaba threw a lot at us. They threw the kitchen sink at us, pretty much. They threw three different defenses, tried to press, and we handled it. You know, it wasn't pretty all the time, but we'll get better, and it was a good learning experience for us, and anytime you get a win and a learning experience, it's a good thing.
One of those players you mentioned, Mackenzie Bell, who did get a lot of minutes last year, got in early foul trouble, so she didn't play a lot in the second quarter, and coming out of the halftime break, she played the point, and I thought that was a good adjustment there for you and your team, and like you mentioned, you know, creating those opportunities, getting to the line. When a team's down 7-8 points the whole second half and trying to come back and getting to the point last night where they had to foul, she just knocked them down. And as a coach, that's something that certainly is a plus for you.
Yeah, and, you know, it's one of those things that down the stretch when you have to hit those three free throws, not everybody wants that ball at that situation because that's a tough free throw to hit. And she had confidence to step up there and knock them down. Taylor Pratt hit a couple big free throws and a big layup down the stretch. So, you know, they made plays when they needed to, and we were able to move on and get ready. But, you know, we got a lot of work to do. You know, there's a lot of things I can take out of that game and look at and break down. But overall, happy with the performance.
11:23 here on Coach's Corner, live at Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur in Sioux, Michigan, joined by Pat Bennin, head coach of the Sioux High Blue Devil girls basketball team. And, Pat, let's look at the 10 players on the roster this year for the Blue Devils. You return six players. We've already talked about a couple of them, Sagan Nolan, Taylor Pratt, Aubrey Smith, Hannah Evo, and, of course, Kenzie Bell and Claire Erickson. So you do have players coming back. And one thing we saw last night, we saw pretty much every player on the court getting several minutes and contributing. Just tell us a little bit about the four returning players that we haven't mentioned, and just as a coach, how you've seen their development.
Yeah, we have four seniors coming back: Sagan Nolan, Taylor Pratt, Hannah Evo, and Audrey Smith. And I thought all of them did a good job last night. I thought, you know, Sagan and Taylor are going to have to handle the ball and play some wing for us. And they made some early mistakes, but they got better as the game went on and started to play with more confidence. I thought Sagan did an outstanding job on the ball defensively.
Yeah.
Late in that third quarter, got a couple key steals, kind of got us when Escanaba was making a little run at us, got us back in there and made a tough finish down the lane. Audrey Smith gave us solid minutes, especially when Mackenzie Bell got in foul trouble. She played a lot in that second quarter and in the third quarter and did a great job. And Hannah did a nice job spelling Claire, spelling Lauren Remner. And those roles are going to grow. Some games they're going to get more time than others. It just depends on the situation. And they're just going to get better and better as we move along. When you look at the juniors that we're adding in, you're looking at Ella Marchand, Hannah Maurer, and Chelsea McLeod. Hannah and Ella did a nice job last night for their first opportunity of playing in that situation. They're good athletes. They've been playing on the JV for 2 years. Maurer's got great length, a good athlete. You know, you see her in volleyball, softball. She's just a very good athlete. She has a ton of potential. And I thought Ella, you know, what I like about Ella is she has no conscience. She misses a shot, it doesn't even faze her. She'll go right back at it, and she really drives downhill extremely well. And Chelsea McLeod's kind of one of those kids, you know. When I talked to her, I said, I don't know how much time I'm really going to get for you this year. She just put a smile on her face and said, I just want to be a part of it. And she had the biggest smile in the locker room of anybody after that game. So she's just a great kid to have around. And you need those type of kids on your team. And a lot of people don't realize how important, if you're the ninth or tenth man, how important it is to be that type of kid. And she's just got a great positive attitude. So I like the makeup of our team. I like the fact that we're going to have to do a lot more teaching than we're used to. Maybe, you know, last year you didn't have that opportunity. I wouldn't want to be bringing this team into the situation we had last year.
Right.
Because it would have been a mess. But with this, we've got some time. We got a long season to get them better. And I like this opportunity. I like the challenge ahead of us.
This year, 18th season at the helm. I had to look that up and recheck. It seems
I'm glad you know, because I really don't know.
You never know when I
get I thought it was 17, but okay.
18th season here at the helm. And early on in the season, Pat, and we're going to talk about your schedule, which is very challenging here in December. I mentioned it on the broadcast with Ray last night. Any coach is searching for, you know, a team identity as for your Sioux High Blue Devils, and that's something that you're going to find later on down the road. Does this team have an identity, and what are some of the strengths that you've seen and some of the things that you've done good so far and some of the things that you're going to want to work on throughout the season to get really good come playoff time?
Well, I think one of the biggest strengths, we're tall and we're long. You know, over the years, a lot of times we've had real strong guard play and maybe not the size. This year we got a lot of size. Laura Interabner, 6'6", 6'1", Claire's 6 feet tall, Maurer's 5'11". You know, I mean, Hannah Evo's 5'9", 5'10". We got a lot of size out there, and, you know, I think that's going to be a little bit different. Normally we want to get right after you, get in your face, a lot of ball pressure. We're still going to do it, but we're going to pick and choose when we do it. You might even see us play a little more zone as we jumped into that last night for the first time in a long time.
Right.
You know, I'm strictly man-to-man.
Yeah, it was a surprise.
And then if we have to, we jump into 2-3. But we've kind of changed that, and we've looked at that, and I think those are going to be strengths for us throughout the year. And I think the weakness part, probably just learning to play with one another right now. I mean, a lot of these kids, they played together, but never on it. You know, they've been separated now probably for 3 or 4 years. So it's going to be learning how to play with one another, where to get the ball in certain situations. And we're going to have to learn on the fly a little bit about game situations. You know, like I took a timeout and Jim said, well, we only have two left. You're going to take one with 2 minutes. I said, I want to remind them we're up 10. you know, with 2 minutes to go. And we don't need to force come down and jack threes right now. The clock is our enemy. Let's make that clock run. And he's like, well, they should know that. And I'm like, trust me, they don't know it right now. You know, so and those are little teaching points we're going to continue to do. You know, and so it's one of those things that we're getting better and better by doing that. And, you know, learning those game situations is going to be critical for us. Learning to play with one another. And obviously, you know, if you watch this play against the zone last night, I'm sure that film's out there. it was ugly at times, and we'll get better. We honestly haven't had a lot of time to work against it. You know, that doesn't concern me as much as just learning the certain roles for everybody and also, you know, those different game situations and what to do in them.
11:28 here on Coach's Corner, live from Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Pat, we're going to take a break. We'll keep you around for our next segment, and we'll talk more with the head coach of the Sault Ste. Blue Devil girls basketball team, Pat Bennin, all coming up here on Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO. And welcome back to Coach's Corner here on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason filling in for Dave Watson on this snowy Saturday morning. We are at Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Come on up to Applebee's. They are serving lunch right now as we are continue to be joined by the head coach of the Sault Ste. Blue Devil girls basketball team, Pat Bennin. And Pat, certainly, schedule-wise, you have a very challenging December and challenging schedule overall. Your next game will be at Marquette on Tuesday, and then you'll be at Rudyard later on that week. You also have games against Muskegon Mona Shores a week from today. You have Gaylord, St. Ignace, DeWitt, Alpena, and that's just December. Man, I'll tell you what, that's a pretty challenging schedule, and you're going to know a lot about your team come the end of the month.
Daunting, I think, is the word
I would say that too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it is what it is at this point. You know, 8 games in December, it's going to be a grind right now. And obviously, we're just looking at it one game at a time and get better each game. And you know, next week we go right up to Marquette, who knocked off Escanaba by 14, so it should be a pretty good game.
Yeah,
they're down playing in Petoskey these two Friday and Saturday this week. So they're going to have those bus legs too and have played 3 games and then have to play us on their 4th game. So, you know, it balances out. And then obviously we got a new opponent, Muskegon Mona Shores, which I kind of like, something different.
Yep.
Somebody you never see. It's going to be in Sheboygan. It's a varsity game only. I've talked to their coach a little bit. He's replacing some starters from last year, but they got to the regional finals last year. So a very good program and a good opportunity. We're hoping we can continue this tradition of trying to play one another. We both like the idea of just seeing something totally different. DeWitt's been a nice pickup, but, you know, and Gaylord's much improved, and Alpena, and St. Agnes is always sitting there. And
yep.
On December 16th, everybody and their brother will be out to watch it. But that's great. You know, I love that atmosphere. And that was the best part that I've seen so far, was just to see the fans back in the games and not have to go. It felt more normal last night. Like, there wasn't a coin flip to see who got the ball to start the game. It was a jump ball. I mean, if you noticed,
that surprised me. I wasn't sure what the rule was this year.
If you noticed, our kids kind of walked around like, what do we do?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, well, we're going to jump it up. And they're like, who's jumping?
Yeah,
like,
really.
But, you know, I mean, it's that type of thing is extremely well. And, you know, our schedule after the next 12 games will be a little less daunting. You kind of wish for that mix, maybe moving some of those games down, but you got to fit them in when you can. And, you know, we're just hoping that these games early on will help us when we get to March. And that's a big thing for us. And, you know, when I looked at this season and we started early on in practice, one of the things we tried to put the cart before the horse a little bit. We were trying to do too much, and we kind of talked as a staff, Jim Bennin, who's my assistant, and Scott Love, and I said, we got to simplify it down. And I kind of stole it from, I got the opportunity because the volleyball team won to go work with the 7th grade boys, and Nor Bennin and Steve Nelson are there, and by the way, they're having a great season. They're undefeated.
They do a great job.
And they're great guys in that those group of kids. But I got to go back and just kind of simplify the game down a little bit and get back to that level and help some kids out, and really enjoyed it. And when I got back to the varsity level, I thought, you know, sometimes we overcomplicate the game, and maybe if we can simplify things down for these kids early on, it will help us out. And that's really what we're going back to, is keeping it simple, keeping it basic. And I got to give credit to Norb and Nelly for kind of showing me that little bit and getting that opportunity to get back into that practice. But the season will be what it'll be. You know, our ultimate goals, win a conference, win a district, and see where we can go in the regionals.
You mentioned some of your varsity coaches and some of the coaches at the other levels. Who are coaching your JV and freshman teams this year, and how has their development been? Obviously, it's very early in the season, but who are some of the other coaches helping the program?
Well, Scott Love had been my JV coach. Certain conflicts, he decided to come back and help out with the varsity. So Scott Church moved up from the freshman level. He coached with us last year. So there's that familiarity, and he's going to be our JV coach. And so far, he's done an outstanding job. Lisa Schulte had coached for me back a few years ago and stepped up and filled in the freshman position. So she's got an understanding of what we expect as a program as well. So there's not a lot of there's a transition there with obviously two new coaches at that spot, but it's still that familiarity. And, you know, I'm comfortable with having them there, and they understand what I want and what they need to do. And their big thing is, and they are good at it, is developing kids. You know, at that level, it's development, development, development. And we sat down as a staff during tryouts and really looked at where kids should go and what levels they should be at and what's going to be beneficial for me down the road. And that's a big thing. And, you know, it helps to have that. And I think stability in a staff is really critical. And Jim's been with me for, you know, probably 5, 6, 7, 8 years now, and he's gotten really comfortable with it. I'm at the point now, if you actually stopped into our practice at the beginning, Jim and Scott run the first 45 minutes, and I just kind of go around and talk to the kids and make sure things are going right. And, you know, I stole it from a clinic where we were watching college teams practice, and I actually went down and asked Greg Camp. He was at Oakland. I said, if I start the first 45 minutes of practice and the kids are bad, by the time it gets to my stuff, I'm so frustrated, we're not getting anything done. And I thought, you know, that's not a
bad plan at all.
So we've kind of adapted that and took that on board. And Jim and Scott have run with it. So, you know, there's a nice flow, and we communicate back and forth. And, you know, I got a lot of confidence in our staff, and I like where our program is right now.
And, Pat, a couple more questions before we let you go. Pat Bennett joining us here at Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, head coach of the Sault Ste. Girls basketball team. And you mentioned you want to win conference. And, of course, St. Ignace is always your key rival, but you have a very good Rudyard team in there that made their first quarterfinal. Newberry and Sheboygan off to slow starts, but you can never count them out. Just sizing up this conference this season, what do you think?
Well, you know, I mean, I think we got as good a chance as anybody. You're right. I mean, I think you look at it, St. Ignace, everybody's kind of got that, you know, fear of playing them sometimes. We don't necessarily anymore, but a lot of teams do. Rudyard did knock them off, if you remember last year.
Yes, I do.
So, you know, I mean, Rudyard's going to be a little bit of a sleeper. Sheboygan isn't going to be that bad. I saw they beat Boyne City by 18. Now they turned around and got beat pretty good by a very good Gaylord squad. Yeah. But, you know, and Newberry struggled a little bit last night with Ignite. But when I look at it, I think there are probably three horses in this race right now. Us, St. Agnes, and Rudyard. I don't know how it's going to look out. What I tell the kids is you got to take care of your business at home. You cannot stumble at home, and you got to steal some wins on the road. And I think we got a shot at it. We obviously want to win another conference title. It's always nice to get it. You know, I think a lot of people think St. Agnes is going to be down a little bit, but they put a pretty good – took Charlevoix behind the woodshed pretty solidly, 52-9, and Doreen will have their kids ready to play. And I guarantee on the 16th they'll be ready to roll. But, you know, that's a long ways down the road, and that's our number one goal is to win the conference, and then we get ready for tournament time.
Pat, I will kind of go off script a little bit here on Coach's Corner because I know you're a big college football fan, as am I, and today certainly a very big day in that world. Your Michigan Wolverines playing in the Big Ten Championship tonight against Iowa. Alabama, the team that I support, will be taking on Georgia. Size up the day's action, and who do you think come tomorrow will be the four teams that are in the playoff, barring the results today, that you think will happen?
Well, the guarantee has got to be Georgia.
Yep.
I mean, even if they
they're
get,
in.
Even
they
if
can they lose get, by 100.
They're still in. Yeah. They're in. I think, you know, I think Michigan's going to beat Iowa,
I
so
too.
I think they're in.
Cincinnati.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I'm hoping Georgia beats Alabama, and they're just out.
And that would get Cincinnati in with the win.
Right.
I agree.
Then the next one is Oklahoma State would be my next guess. But don't count out Notre Dame. I know they're going through a lot, but – you know, I always look at it and say, what would happen, let's say Oklahoma State, Notre Dame, Cincinnati. I know that Cincinnati beat Notre Dame.
Right, at Notre Dame.
But don't forget, Michigan lost to Michigan State.
They did.
And then when Michigan State loses, all of a sudden Michigan went ahead of them.
Yeah.
That committee still looks at money, and Notre Dame's still a great draw. So it'd be curious to see what happens there. My gut is Alabama, or no, excuse me, not Alabama. Jeez.
I like your gut there.
I don't.
Keep going.
Georgia, Michigan, Oklahoma State, Cincinnati.
Okay. I agree with you 100%. Oklahoma State, obviously, the team that with a win will get a lot more. Notre Dame can't go anywhere. They're going to have to depend on other results.
They need a lot of help.
They need a lot of help, and Alabama, I think, is going to need a lot of help today. That Georgia team is good. Pat Bennett joining us here on Coach's Corner. Suhai Blue Devil girls basketball head coach. The Blue Devils, a busy week next week. They'll be at Marquette on Tuesday, at Rudyard on Friday, and our next broadcast will be a week from today down in Sheboygan. Dave Watson will make the trek to Sheboygan as the Blue Devil girls will take on Muskegon Mona Shores. Pat, appreciate you taking time out and joining us here on Coach's Corner, and certainly we'll get you on here again and my show, The Game, on Monday nights on ESPN 1400. Best of luck this week, and we'll talk to you very soon, sir.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, that was Pat Bennett, head coach of the Suhai Blue Devil girls basketball team. We're going to take a break. We will have this week in high school sports and then be back live from Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur. You are listening to Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO. And welcome back to Coach's Corner here on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason filling in for the vacationing Dave Watson as we are at Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. They are currently serving lunch and have lots of specials. And if you're interested in having some lunch or dinner tonight and watching some big college football games, certainly a lot of them on the agenda today. You have the SEC Championship going on around 4 o'clock as Alabama, Roll Tide, will take on Georgia. And then you have tonight Michigan taking on Iowa in the Big Ten Championship. You can watch it all here at Applebee's. Come join their great staff. A pretty busy day here at Applebee's as the sunshine has made a rare appearance this morning as weather conditions are not the greatest. So if you're out and about, please exercise caution on the roads. And, well, we're going to see more of it tomorrow as it looks like the winter storm. And winter is here, no doubt about that. Want to thank our guest here today at Applebee's, head coach of the Suhai Blue Devil girls basketball team, Pat Bennett, as the Blue Devils win their season opening game last night over Escanaba 54-44. And if you want to hear the rebroadcast of that show, you can find it right now on the website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. Looking at our broadcast schedule over the weekend and the next few days here at Sovereign Communications, I will be heading to the Big Bear Arena right after we get off the air here this morning as the Suhai Blue Devils will be taking on at the Escanaba Eskimos. And I'll have the pregame show around 12:50 right here on 1230 WSOO, your official station for Suhai Blue Devil Athletics. We also have Laker men's and women's basketball on ESPN 1400 with David John as the Laker men and women will look to right the ship after both teams lost their opening games at home on Thursday against Parkside, as Lake State will take on Purdue Northwest this afternoon at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium. The women will tip off at 1, the men at 3. And again, you can hear both games on ESPN 1400. Laker hockey this evening at Ferris State as the Lakers shut out the Bulldogs last night by the score of 3-0. They will take on Ferris again tonight. You can hear that game on Yes FM, starting with the pregame show at 5:35. Tomorrow we'll have Detroit Lions football on Oldies 93 as the Lions look to get their first win in, well, about a year. They're 0-10-1 on the season, and they will take on the Minnesota Vikings at Ford Field. Dan Miller and Lomas Brown will have the call on Oldies 93, starting with the pregame show at noon. We also have Sioux Eagles hockey tonight, lest I forget, as the Eagles will be taking on the Sioux Thunderbirds at Polar Stadium. 7 o'clock face-off, yours truly with the triple header duties today. Certainly hope I have a voice by the end of that game. I'm sure I will. And we'll be joined by Rob Horn on color commentating over on ESPN 1400 tonight, starting with the pregame show at 6:45. And if it's anything like last Saturday's game, where the Eagles knocked off the Thunderbirds in a shootout by the score of 4-3, it'll certainly be very entertaining hockey. Tomorrow afternoon, the Sioux Greyhounds back in action after knocking off Guelph last night by the score of 7-2. They will take on the Saginaw Spirit at the GFL Memorial Gardens on Sunday. We'll have that game over on Rock 101, starting with the pregame show at 1:35. Detroit Red Wings hockey also tonight right here on 1230 WSOO as the Wings, winners of four in a row and looking pretty darn good in the process, they will host the New York Islanders at Little Caesars Arena. Ken Cal and Paul Woods will have the call Saturday night. Tonight, starting with the pregame show at 6:45. And don't forget Monday nights, the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show, The Game, on ESPN 1400. 6 to 8 o'clock every Monday night. Yours truly hosts that show along with co-hosts David McKeag Jr. and Butch Davis. Our special guest Monday night will be the commissioner of the GLIAC, Chris Dunbar, who joins us quite often as well. Dave Watson here on Coach's Corner. The Game, Monday nights on ESPN 1400. And we'll be joining the Detroit Pistons game in progress as the Pistons, losers of eight straight, sporting the NBA's worst record, will look to break an eight-game losing streak as they host Oklahoma City. Pistons might have a shot on Monday night. Oklahoma City the other night lost by 73 points to Memphis. Unbelievable score there. And the Pistons certainly could use all the help they get. Before we end today's show, wanted to just kind of talk a little bit about what's going on in the world and especially in our state. As probably all our listeners know, we saw a horrible tragedy just to the south of us in Oxford, Michigan, where a student killed four students in the school. And we've seen locally and around the state many schools closed because of threats. We had one at Sioux High, not weapons related, but certainly students had to shelter in place for a little bit. And I just would advise all parents out there, just talk to your kids and get to know what's going on in their worlds with the world of social media, which I am not a fan of, and everything else going on with pandemics and everything. Might be a good time this weekend with the bad weather just to sit and have a conversation with your kids about how their lives are going. It's just a horrible situation. Breaks my heart in so many ways to see everything that's going on in our state and just the world in general. So non-sports related topic, but it might be a good time to just talk to your kids and please get to know what's going on in their lives so we don't have another horrific situation that we saw this week in Oxford, Michigan. That's going to do it for Coach's Corner here at Applebee's. Don't forget, we'll have Sioux High hockey here in about an hour at the Big Bear Arena as the Blue Devils will take on the Escanaba Eskimos. Want to thank our broadcast engineer back in the 1230 WSOO studios, Izzy Stratton, along with our special guest, Pat Bennett, head coach of the Sioux High Blue Devil girls basketball team, and all of you for listening. You can hear podcasts of Coach's Corner on the website, thegamesportsshow.podbean.com. Dave Watson will be back next Saturday morning, 11:05 here at Applebee's for the next edition of Coach's Corner. And everyone have a great rest of your day and weekend. You have been listening to Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO.